Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for February 28th to March 6th. I want to do this weekly forecast a little differently, and I want to focus on the new moon in Pisces for several reasons. Now, let me just preface by saying that just because I'm going to focus on one event of the week does not mean that you're going to miss out on anything for the rest of the week. The transits don't work that quickly, especially the bigger transits that tend to affect us in the way that they do. So don't worry about it. Just because I don't go day by day doesn't mean that you're missing out on anything, okay? Especially when we're experiencing a significant lunar event like the one we're experiencing this week on March 2nd, which is the new moon in Pisces. This new moon in Pisces is probably one of the best, if not the best, new moon of the year. I just find it interesting that it's happening at the time that it's happening, and I'm going to go into a lot of different energy. But let's start off with how this new moon in Pisces is so lovely and really beneficial if we align with the energy, right? So, like I said, this new moon in Pisces takes place on Wednesday, March 2nd at 9:34 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, what does this new moon have that is so special? Whenever we have a new moon, it represents that the moon and the sun come together. That is, every single new moon, regardless of the sign. The difference is that this one also has Jupiter conjunct the moon and the sun. Jupiter is in one of its home signs. Jupiter rules both Sagittarius and Pisces. And whenever a planet is in the sign that it rules, it feels right at home. It feels good. It activates a lot of positive things within us, outside of us. It really is lovely energy because it feels comfortable there. Jupiter in Pisces is the expansion of, on the one hand, artistry, creativity, dreaming big. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. So anything that we're dreaming of, that can be expanded. We have to be mindful that whenever Jupiter transits any part of our chart, while Jupiter is lovely energy, it is the planet of growth, optimism, joy, sometimes even luck. Just because those are some of the attributes of Jupiter energy doesn't mean that that's exactly how we're going to experience that energy. So what do we want to be mindful of? We want to be mindful of what we're giving our time, attention, and energy to, especially now, especially as we're planting seeds and setting intentions with this new moon. This new moon begins a six-month cycle that's going to end with the full moon in Pisces on September 10th, 2022. So that gives us 6 months to work on the intention that we might be setting with this new moon. You want to be mindful of where Pisces falls in your chart because that is going to determine, and it's going to be much better at aligning you with what you want to set your intentions for, okay? Now, the new moon in conjunction to Jupiter is saying, especially in Pisces, see and trust. Trust it before you can see it with your human eye. Trust that you're being guided by something much greater. Trust that your connection to the divine, to your soul, to your spirit is in fact working with you. Trust that the universe does in fact have your back. Trust that the universe wants you to have all of these things that you want, all of these things that bring you joy. If what you're looking for and what you want is a sense of healing, trust that the universe wants that for you. And this isn't just a false or blind trust. This is us being grounded in the knowing that we are in fact divine spiritual beings having a human experience. And that a lot of our desires, ideas, creative hits that come from out of nowhere, that is our soul, that is our divine spiritual being speaking to the human part of us and saying, This is what's inspired from within. Go on and create it with your all of your human qualities, which can tend to be, you know, talking, learning, teaching, writing, painting, playing music. Anything that we do, it is essentially an externalization, or ideally an externalization, of something that is incited from our soul. And if there is any time that we want to get in touch with that, is for this new moon. This week in particular is a week of a turning point. It's a pivotal moment. We're going to think back to this week. We're going to think back to this new moon and see how a lot of things changed. I think collectively, we're especially going to see that. But my focus is much more on an individual astrology with this. Now, the connection that this new moon has to the North Node in Taurus is lovely. So the new moon and Jupiter conjunct, that triple conjunction, is creating a sextile, which is a really lovely, easeful aspect to Uranus and Taurus. What does Uranus and Taurus tell us in this scenario? It tells us that which you want to accomplish, that which you're setting the intention for, that which you want to create, has to have a twist in it. And what's the twist? That it has to be uniquely yours, that it has to be from your own essence, whatever it is that you're expressing out into the world, that you're sharing, that you are giving to others in some way. It has to be something that is genuinely you. Because Uranus is the planet of getting in touch with the inner genius, and Taurus is the energy of organic connection, genuine, grounded, real connection. It's an earth sign. Think about the connection of this magical Pisces energy that reminds us that we are connected to something much greater than just our human self. Connecting with Uranus, saying, it's okay for you to be you. It's okay for you to express you. This is a connection that we have not experienced in this lifetime, especially with Jupiter there. Because it's important to note that Jupiter transits every single sign every 12 years. So after this year, the next time that Jupiter is going to be in Pisces is going to be 12 years from now. So you don't always get a new moon in Pisces conjunct Jupiter in Pisces, Jupiter feeling really good in one of its home sign, connecting with a north node so easily in Uranus and Taurus. This matters, and it matters a lot. At the same time, we have an accumulation of Capricorn energy working somewhere else, okay? So we have also a triple conjunction between Pluto, Mars, and Venus. Now, in order to understand where we are, we have to understand where we're coming from. Venus is headed towards the very last conjunction that she's going to have to Pluto. And technically, Venus is still in her post-retrograde shadow phase, okay? Venus went retrograde from December 19th through January 31st. This was about the reevaluation and the transformation of our value, of our value system, of how we value ourselves, of our sense of self-worth, of the understanding that we are worthy of anything we desire, because Venus rules the principle of desire. And being grounded in that knowing. I freaking love that, okay? I love that we can be grounded in our desires. And here's why. Because, especially as women, and this is nothing against any men who may be listening to this, but especially as women, ever since we're little girls, in some way, shape, or form, we are taught that our desires are not valid. We are taught that what we desire is meant to be tucked away and that we are just supposed to behave according to the status quo. Okay? Fuck that. Because in a short amount of time, Venus, in 40 days, in her 40-day retrograde, she has connected with Pluto twice. This is us saying, why shouldn't I have my desires come to fruition? Why shouldn't I make a living in the way that I want to make a living? Why shouldn't I have the types of relationships that I want to have? Why shouldn't I express myself sexually in the way that I want to express myself sexually? Why shouldn't I wear what I want to wear simply because I have to be afraid of being out in the world? And look, I'm not oblivious to the real dangers that exist for women out there. That's much more of a collective perspective. There's still some growth there. But this is us as individual feminine energy coming to a point where it's like, no. I don't desire to climb the corporate ladder by forgetting of my, by putting aside my powerful feminine energy. I don't even know if I desire to climb that corporate ladder at all. What does that even mean? And who am I trying to please with that? What am I trying to prove? When we come back to our desires, we understand that our desires are a form of intuition. And when we honor them, and when we actually lean into them, and when we actually do something to see them come to fruition, there is no power like that because we are grounded in it. We are no longer in a space of needing to please someone else, of needing to appease anyone else or anyone else's rules, because we understand that we have our own desires and that those desires are fulfilling enough. That's why they exist. Okay? So, what I mentioned earlier is that this new moon conjunction to Jupiter is creating a lovely sextile to Uranus and Taurus. I explained what that's about. What planet rules Taurus? Venus. Where is Venus? In Capricorn, where she is now grounded. Venusian energy is grounded. This is what I want. And I know that in transformed Capricorn nature, that if I commit to myself, that if I make promises to myself and I actually keep them, that if I work consistently, not by draining myself, but just simply working consistently day in and day out, that which I desire is going to come to fruition. But it is what I desire, not what I've been conditioned to desire, not what I've been told to desire. It is what I want. And on another side, we have Uranus and Taurus. Uranus is the disruptor of what is. Uranus is meant to disrupt structures. And Taurus represents that which is traditional, that which we are used to. So I hope you're making the connection, because if Uranus is disrupting the traditional and somewhere else Venus is in Capricorn after having been through an immense transformation over the last couple of months, the cosmos could not be any clearer. We are allowed to have the life that we want to have. And in fact, when we allow ourselves to do that, of course, from a healthy space within, from a space in which we actually are looking out for our well-being in the long run, then that is how we elevate consciousness, and that is how we contribute to the collective. Because it is through us honoring our desires, it is through us saying, I am capable of that and so much more, and I am not going to let a power outside of me tell me otherwise. That is how we gain collective consciousness power back, and how we give power back, especially to women in this world. Okay. And you may think, well, all I want to do is live a slower paced life and just, you know, kind of be with my dog or my pets or whatever. Yeah, it is as simple as that. Why? Because you are honoring what you want unapologetically. And not unapologetically in a way where I'm going to tell everyone what I want and I'm going to tell them my truth and they need to hear this. Neither Capricorn nor Taurus energy are about having to prove anything to anyone. They're grounded energy. If you notice the demeanor of Taurus and Capricorn energy, especially in people, they tend to be just, you know, a little more reserved, a little quieter. Because we don't need to voice anything to anyone. We don't need to prove anything to anyone. How we express that our desires, that we are meeting our desires and that our desires are being met, is simply by living them, by having the courage to live them. And in the world that we live today, choosing to live by our desires, whatever those look like, especially if they go against the status quo, there is something revolutionary about that, especially for women, especially for women. So this matters so much. Okay. Now, in this stellium or accumulation of energy in Capricorn, we also have Mars and Pluto. Now, Mars and Pluto coming together, when we look at global astrology, it can mean a lot of things, and one of them being war. I am not a global astrologer. I don't really want to get into that with this, but I want you to know that if there is anything that is explaining the energy, is explaining what we're seeing around the world right now, the conjunction of Pluto and Mars in Capricorn has a lot to do with that. And if you want to Google Pluto in conjunction to Mars, do so. And you'll see how a lot of things make sense. Okay. And I'll leave you with that. Now, on a more personal level, Mars and Venus being together in conjunction, this shows a balance of masculine and feminine energy within us. What does that mean? How does that translate? It is what I was talking about later. Okay, this is what I desire. Let's say that what you desire is to, write a book. Okay, you want to write a book. Through your creative imagination, all of that Piscean energy, you're going to write about a topic that has either been written about before, but you're going to give it your own twist, or you're going to write about a topic that hasn't been written about before, and this is you kind of like being the trailblazer of that. Okay. Now, what Mars and Venus in conjunction in Capricorn, grounded energy, transformed grounded energy, what they're saying is, yes, you're going to act Mars energy, you're going to be consistent Capricorn energy, but you're not going to burn yourself out, Venusian energy. Why aren't you going to burn yourself out? Because when we are burnt out, we don't have the capacity to receive. This is this concept that I keep talking about meeting the universe halfway. If we are consistent, if we give a certain amount of concerted effort to our, you know, creative project or whatever it is that we want to do, in the long run, all of those little things are going to add up to the thing, to that desire that we wish to see come to fruition. Pluto, right next to these two cosmic lovers, right there, is saying, ooh, when you do that, when you balance that feminine and masculine energy within you, when you harness it, when you honor your desires, you become empowered. And this is an empowerment. And look, I am by no means trying to sugarcoat Pluto in any way. Pluto can be quite the asshole. He really can. And that's almost his function. But what happens when we acknowledge the pain that Pluto has brought us? And think about, because this is very relevant to what we're experiencing right now, think about how resilient, how spiritually, emotional, and mentally resilient you have become over the last 2 years, how transformative that has been, especially for those of us who have done, you know, like internal work and we've been intentional about that. Think about how much more you can hold now versus 2 years ago. And this is what Pluto in Capricorn is reminding us. right there next to Mars and next to Venus in Capricorn. Pluto is saying, remember that transformation. Remember that. Remember how empowered you became when you looked at your shadow and you held it. When you traversed that dark night of the soul, when you went on that journey within. This is how you now express to the world. And this is, through traversing our shadows, is that we actually become clear about what our desires are. Because a lot of times we think that our desires have to look really grand and big and all of the things. And at the end of the day, it's like, actually, that is not what I want. That's not the type of lifestyle I want to live. I want to enjoy my life. But the only way to get clear about that, to get clear about what we want, is to traverse the darkest parts of ourselves that a lot of times are picked up by our conditioning, learning to decipher, learning to distinguish what's ours and what isn't, and what isn't we can let it go, and what is ours then we hold it with love. It is only through doing that that we can come to the essence of what we actually want. And I think that a lot of us, if not most of us, have really come to what that is, or at the very least are much closer, and we know what we don't want, okay? It's important to note that also a big part of this new moon, the fact that Mercury and Saturn are conjunct, they're together in the sign of Aquarius. Whenever Mercury and Saturn come together, this is an aspect of agreement, because Mercury is the planet of communication, writing, contracts. Saturn is the planet of commitment. So this is a great new moon for collaborations. This is a great new moon for working in a different space with different people. This is a great new moon to sign the lease on something, to sign a contract on something, to kind of verbally or written agree to a contract or a commitment of some sort. And if this isn't something that you're agreeing to with someone else, then this is an agreement with yourself. Let's say that you are not about to start anything, to embark on anything. How do you take advantage of this new moon? Well, ask yourself, where am I right now? How do I feel? Do I feel like parts of me need to be healed? Perhaps. Do I want to figure out what my desires are? Yeah, so how do I commit to myself to figuring out what that is and not alone? Because Aquarius energy reminds us that we need community for this. Okay. I also want to point out that there isn't fire energy in this chart. And this is important to note, because fire is what gives us life. Fire is what really, it's what lights a fire under our ass in order to get moving. So, but fire can also represent chaos. Okay. Now, I find it really interesting that this new moon that is so lovely, so aligned with a lot of spiritual energy, doesn't have fire in it. So, if you are still functioning from a chaotic space, or thinking that you need to be in chaos in order to have some kind of emotional catharsis, to fulfill this part of you that just is still stuck in those narratives, that's not it. Just know that that's not it. Remain grounded. Be creative. Get in touch with yourself. And dare to do things differently. Dare to step outside of your comfort zone. And look, because there is a lot of Earth energy, because we do have three planets in Capricorn and Uranus in Taurus, that's four placements in Earth. This is really well balanced. The cosmos are telling us we don't have to do anything overnight. We don't have to do anything really quickly. But we do have to act. We do have to do. But remember, this is about meeting the universe halfway. And that's what Pisces energy represents. And if we do it in community, Aquarius energy, then even better. Whether it's actually contributing to a community or doing collaborative work or simply saying, I want to start something. I don't know how to do it. So I'm going to go and ask others who have done it, so that I can learn from them. this is what we're experiencing, and this is the energy that is supporting us, not just this week, but the rest of the month. But this week is really special because much more than just the new moon, I think that what really takes the center stage is that triple conjunction in Capricorn, because that Capricorn energy represents all of the transformation that we have endured over the last 2 years, Venus, the last couple of months, and here we are kind of at the end tail of that. And we're coming out the other side, and the cosmos are telling us that resiliency that you cultivated over the last 2 years, this is why. This is why. This is why you needed to cultivate that resiliency, so that you could really step into who you are and create from there. Okay? So, I hope that this is helpful. Dream big. Dream really, really big. Whatever that means to you. If you don't know what you're doing, ask others that do know what they're doing. Invest in yourself. If you don't want to build anything, if you don't want to create anything, and what you're seeking is healing, please, by all means, do that. Start your therapy work, start your coaching work. Dare to step into that magic that we all have within. And look, again, I'm very mindful of the words that I use. It is never my intention to make astrology sound like, you know, unicorns and rainbows all the time. That's not it. But this energy, we have never experienced before, and we never will again. That matters. And I do want to touch on what is happening around the world just a little bit, because I think it's important to look. When we look, especially when we look at Pisces energy, the function, the holistic, esoteric function of Piscean energy, not just as individuals, but as a whole, for a collective, is to aim for cosmic consciousness and enlightenment. Okay? Pisces aim is that, is the awareness that comes from diving deeply into the ocean of consciousness, into the ocean of ourselves. When you think about how deeply you have dove into yourself in the last 2 years, and you realize all of the gifts that have come from that, and you realize what it took to get you to sit down and actually go within, and what has come out of that. And again, we're experiencing heavy emphasis on Pisces energy and everything that's going around the world. What Pisces energy is reminding us of, keep digging deeper within yourself. It is there that you're going to find the answers as to how to fulfill your purpose in this lifetime. And that is how we individually elevate consciousness, by figuring out our individual purpose that a lot of times doesn't look like what we thought it was going to look like. That a lot of times we're told that our purpose is something when it has nothing to do with our purpose at all. Because the world around us is much more concerned with conditioning us into something rather than to really see us for who we are. And that's okay, because it's not their job to see us for who we are. It is our job, our responsibility to show ourselves for who we truly are. And in that way, we inspire the rest of the world to do the same. Why? Because we give each other permission to do so. We are a society that is conditioned to need permission to be ourselves. Okay, well, if that's what you need, here are the cosmos saying, keep diving deeply within yourself. Keep questioning, keep wondering, keep looking for the meaning and the purpose of it all. Do not become hypnotized by the chaotic trance of the world. Because here's another flip side to Pisces energy. It is nebulous. There is this inability to see what is truth and what isn't. And think about our media. It's really hard to tell now what is, you know, true or fake news. It's no wonder that term really became popular during the pandemic. Fake news. There was an emphasis in Pisces energy. We don't know what's what. The only way that we can know what is what, and it is the only way that has always been there, but now we just so happen to actually be coming more within because we realize how powerful that is from experience of the last 2 years, is by continuing to dive deeply into the ocean that is our consciousness. And that is how we elevate collective consciousness. Okay? Have a lovely week. Practice any kind of meditative work, anything that connects you with the higher, with your higher self. Lovely week for vision boards, okay? Freaking lovely week for vision boards, for journaling. Pay attention to your dreams, journal your dreams, have deep, profound conversations, get involved in communities or have friends who you can really talk about your dreams and aspirations with. Be inspired to be you and to actually fulfill your desires. Our desires are a form of intuition. They are not bad. They are an incredible source of information that comes from our soul. And when we know that, nothing outside of us can convince us of otherwise. Okay? Much love. Talk to you next week.